Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. Anthony is very far away from me.
St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis, Missouri. And I am within smelling distance of Washington, D.C. And we're both staying at lovely Marriott hotels.
Nice. I noticed that the bed bugs at a Marriott hotel are of a much nicer caliber than normal bed bugs.
They're well-dressed. You know, they're well-dressed.
You know, I did some undercover reporting last night from St. Louis, Missouri, Sandy.
Yeah, what'd you do?
I went to the local whorehouse to see if any Romney's Secret Service detail was there.
Oh, dude.
After 5 hours of investigation, I surmised that none of the Secret Service detail was there.
5 hours? Wow.
Yeah, but I had a very thorough inspection. Because Romney was here speaking, not that I'm a big fan of Mitt, I didn't get in line to shake his hand because the Secret Service probably would have locked me up. But, you know, he's all we got right now.
Yeah, I know. The campaign slogan for Mitt Romney, what is it now? Romney, at least he's not a commie. That's about the best we can say.
I was there for that Glenn Beck speech last night.
How was it?
It was okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. I mean, this is the 147th annual meetings for the NRA. It's also the board meetings. By the way, Scott Bach and Joe DeBurgolis are two guys that we plugged for board members. Of course, got reelected.
Good.
Whoever we didn't plug for lost.
Lost.
So, again, the power of Gun for Hire Radio, and when we band everybody together, it's an amazing thing that we can do. It really, really, really is.
It really is. I mean, it's amazing because when you think about when we first started out, we were kind of scared no one would be listening.
Correct. And, you know, I got to go to some great private board meetings and stuff. I was at the Broken Hip Club.
Hey, let me ask you, do they have special parking places for all those jazzies? Or?
Yep. And also, I went to the, what was it, the Osteoporosis Consortium.
That's good. Was it a special cocktail hour?
Yes. Everybody was given high calcium tabs to eat. It was good.
Very nice. And liquid hors d'oeuvres, was it? Pureed, everything pureed.
Oh, yeah. And it was good. Let me tell you something. Concealed carry is allowed in St. Louis, and it's not like New Jersey.
Wow. Nothing's like New Jersey.
They keep their shittums in line down here. Okay? Speaking of shitbags, Dan G., a great Gun for Hire follower, if you go to the Gun for Hire Radio site, Jose's really lax on his duties, go to the Gun for Hire Radio on Facebook, and there's a picture of a shitbaggerator.
That got a lot of play last week, didn't it?
It really did. I asked Jose to put it on the Gun for Hire Radio site, but I don't know where he is. So I think he got deported back to Philadelphia, where he lives. So,
yeah, you know, we could cut his pay, but he doesn't get paid. So
that's true. Don't bring that up. Don't bring that up now.
Like we do.
You just ruined it. So what's going on in New Jersey?
Oh, man. Well, you know, Mayor Healey is really pissed off that you're having an urban shotgun course today at the Gun for Hire Academy. So he went into competition with you. You know, we'll talk about that when we come back from the break, but I think it's pretty funny.
I read that story. Is he going to be playing?
I don't know if he's going to be at the Shoot Hoops, Not Guns basketball tournament himself, but we'll be right back.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Hit it!
And so we're back. So did you park at Vista Parking on your way out?
I took Vista Parking, of course. Tom wasn't there, but his guy Ray was there. Parked my truck. They took me to the terminal, and they'll pick me up. So VistaParking.com. You can't beat that. You can never beat it.
In and out of Newark Airport, that's the way to go, man.
And those guys are just great. I got in the van. They took me right to Terminal C and dropped me off. And when I land, I just go up to the carousel. The minute I get my bag, I call. I give my ticket number. I go wait by the door. As soon as one of the white vans pull up, I get in, take me right to my truck. My shit's running. You know, it's going to be 80 degrees when I get home. I'll get home Monday night. But it's been a pisser here, Sandy, I have to tell you. Now, if my wife is listening, they make a thing down here called gooey butter cake. I haven't tried it.
No, of course not.
No. I had lunch with Scott Buck yesterday. He tried it.
Did he?
It looked like pound cake on steroids.
Really?
With this liquid center.
You're bringing me a piece, I hope?
No.
Well, of course.
No. Yeah, your piece is with the cup that you got. Where you welcome to New Jersey, where fun comes to die.
I can drink coffee from the cup I'm not allowed to use. Yeah. And eat the gooey butter cake that I'm never going to get.
Emery sent us a message on Facebook. He's sending a third cup for you. But, you know, I could use one for my car.
We should tell him that I'm never going to get one, no matter how many he says.
You know, the NRA, we always talk about this. As a master training counselor and you're an instructor, we talk about breaking the stereotypes, you know. And the convention center, we're probably going to have record attendance numbers, close to 90,000 people. And for half the people there, I'd like to slap in the back of the head. It's like, come on, people. You know, the media and the press makes us out that we all look like effing swamp people,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So half of them here do. You know, and who are the media stopping in the alcoves with the cameras for interviews?
Of course.
You know, there's a guy going through the show with a rascal, right?
Uh-oh.
He's about 500 pounds in coveralls with no T-shirt with his freaking tits hanging out.
Seriously?
And they're interviewing him about gun control in this country.
Oh, great. That's just wonderful. Nobody in suits there. They're not getting anybody in suits.
No. Suits or, a polo shirt or just, you know, a normal-looking person. And I know the NRA can't say there's a dress code because then the media would have a frenzy on that.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure.
But,
well, you know, I mean, it's it is kind of like a zoo.
Seriously, but it's like, you know, come on, people, use your head. The media is constantly attacking us. We need to break the stereotype. Clean it up a little bit. Maybe we should have NRA communal showers, you know, before the people come in.
Well, they do have jazzy washes, you know, which is kind of cool, I thought. Is anybody protesting the meeting? Trayvon group?
Trayvon group is outside with their hoodies a couple days in a row now, all four of them. Okay? All four of them.
But the media used a wide-angle lens to make it look like 400, right?
Yeah, well, the media's been very friendly. I will say, St. Louis, man, they have welcome NRA signs everywhere, every store, everybody. We're walking in places. They're treating us godlike, I will tell you.
Well,
I've been going 17 years in a row now to annual meetings. This is probably the most friendly. Even the Ethiopian cab driver said, "Are you here with the National Retailers Association?"
That's great. You know what's going on today? We're actually recording today, April 15th, Sunday. They're having a shoot hoops not guns basketball tournament in Jersey City, and I really want to lay into this one when we get back from this break.
I want to see Healy slam dunk a shot.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
Now, here's what you do. Take a big bucket of black paint, find a spot in front of your house about 10 feet high, about 20 feet wide, and paint in big letters UGLY, ugly. Now, why would you do that? It's stupid, but that's what some people have with their garage door. It's like a big, ugly billboard in front of their house. Now take a look at yours. If those 4 letters come to mind, then you have an ugly garage door. Solve it by calling Buy-Right Overhead Doors. Buy-Right Overhead Doors is in the business of installing beautiful custom garage doors and helping homeowners end their ugly garage door problems. Just by logging on to buyrightohd.com, you can upload a picture of your garage door so you can see what the right door can do for you. Buy-Right Overhead Doors, expert in all garage door problems, from fixing and installing new openers to even repairing the woodworking around your existing garage door. Buy-Right Overhead Doors. Remove that big black billboard that says ugly in front of your home. 877-711-6100 or visit buyrightohd.com.
You're listening to the soon-to-be-released Heart of America by Memphis recording star Jerry Alvin Dean, written by Jeff Saxon, a Jersey boy, and produced by John Allen and Richard Berardi, also of Jersey. All regular listeners to Gun for Hire Radio, which says to me, even famous people have no lives.
The fastest-growing Second Amendment broadcast in the nation, Anthony, for almost 1 year now.
Which is almost 52 weeks.
It's almost 52 weeks, yeah. You know,
wow.
It's funny, too, because Mayor Healy, he must be very upset with us because he's running competition now with your urban shotgun class that you're having in Belleville. He's having a shoot hoops, not guns alternative. So if you guys want to not make the magic bang stick go off, you can always go over and shoot some hoops with Assemblyman Maynor, who is double-dipping politician.
Listen, how does this lower crime? The shitbags that are killing each other and innocent people are not going to go there and shoot hoops. It's going to be the good kids that are already good kids that are going to go to shoot hoops, which is okay. It's a nice athletic day out for them. Maybe they'll get a lunch and some beverages, so God bless. But what will it do to lower gun crime? What will it do to help the gang situation in our state? Nothing, Healy. Nothing. Absolutely. What would impress me is Healy making a fucking dunk shot. That would impress me.
Okay. And how about this Maynor? I mean, not only is he a Jersey City detective, but he's the chairman of the New Jersey Assembly Law and Public Safety Committee, the people who actually oversee the gun laws in New Jersey. And God forbid with this, he's collecting two paychecks and two pensions on the back of the very same taxpayers that are forced to hide, run, and cower because of the draconian laws in our state that these clowns all put into practice.
He'll retire with what, six pensions when he's done?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Jersey. I'm sorry.
So what does that do? What does that do to help the crime situation in our country? Nothing.
It's just another soundbite solution. And it's always the gun. It's never the doer, right?
How about Cory Booker saying that we don't need a stand your ground law in New Jersey? We've never had one, and New Jersey's fine. We don't need one.
Yeah. Says the man with a 14-man security detail.
Correct. It would have been nice if he carried me out of that burning building.
Yeah, that'd be great. You know, he's a hero. I know. I had a bit of a discussion with somebody who's, oh, wow, how about that Mayor Cory Booker? You didn't want to hear me.
Hey, God bless him. He's got balls. He ran into a burning building. Most politicians wouldn't do that, you know?
That's true.
Would send their staff in or something or say, oh, good, more evidence to burn that can't be used to indict me for something, you know? But yeah, I saw him on television 2 days ago and last night talking about we don't need to stand your ground in New Jersey. That's right, New Jersey, running cower, son of a bitch.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah, no, of course we don't need to stand your ground.
We have, they recognize, by the way, St. Louis, Missouri recognizes the Utah and the Florida carry permit. If you haven't gotten one, you should get one from, Gun for Hire. We do that all the time. Get your carry permit so when you travel, I've been carrying all week. Okay.
Nice.
As a matter of fact, I mugged someone for gooey butter cake last night.
But you didn't need it.
No, I gave it to Scott Bach.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I
just saved your ass there, you know.
I know. Our buddies from Milcom have a booth.
Yeah.
And they wanted to thank all the listeners and supporters. They've been getting tons of orders for their product. They finally grabbed your line. Their products are used by Navy SEALs.
Finally.
And guess what? Gordon says to me, this was the game changer yesterday. He says he was thought the other night, he guarantees us that the bullet that went through Osama bin Laden's head had their gun oil on it. Okay. I didn't make that up. Is that great or what?
Gordon is a rip. He is really a rip.
He wants
really
to come on the show and play blues guitar during the intermissions. I told him he will. But, dude, their booth was packed with people. You know, it's NRA Gun Care, packed with people, and he told me that, he thanked me, he thanked all the fans and everybody. So, guys, if you get a chance, send them an email, send them a $10 order. I'm getting all these people from California and stuff that want to donate. Go to our sponsors' pages and send them a thank you. United we stand, divided we fall.
With over 25 years expert knowledge and experience to help you select the perfect firearm, the Bullet Hole has one of the largest firearm selections in the New York metro area, with over 300 handguns in stock. You'll find all the major brands, including Glock, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Kimber, Sig Sauer, and Springfield Armory. And if you're looking for a hunting or tactical rifle or shotgun, they have an extensive inventory of top brands like Benelli, Bushmaster, Remington, and a full line of police equipment and shooting accessories. And the best part is, you can shoot there too. The Bullet Hole has a 10-port, state-of-the-art, climate-controlled indoor range and is the only indoor range in the New York metro area that can handle anything from handgun to high-powered rifle. The range is bright, clean, and safe with full-time, helpful, certified range safety officers and an air scrubber filtration system, like breathing mountain fresh air, and a large selection of range ammo at really great prices. There's even a full-time gunsmith on staff, and you can even get your New Jersey or Pennsylvania hunting licenses. The Bullet Hole is on Rutgers Street, across from the main Gun for Hire campus, less than 10 miles from Manhattan. And if you're a law enforcement officer or armed security guard and need to qualify, just drop by any Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. No appointment necessary. Find out more on the web at bulletholenj.com or just follow the link from the gunforhireradio.com resource page. The Bullet Hole, North Jersey's gun authority for over 25 years. Come see Manny, Jen, or Jennifer and tell them you heard about them on Gun for Hire Radio. The Can-Am Roadster, available at Motorcycle Mall in Belleville, New Jersey, is like nothing else on the road. This stunningly styled vehicle has a unique three-wheel stance, two wheels in front and one in back, that delivers a combination of freedom and peace of mind that you've just got to experience to believe. And it's made by BRP, the same people who bring you the legendary Ski-Doo snowmobiles, Sea-Doo watercraft, and Evinrude outboard engines. Schedule a test ride at Motorcycle Mall today to experience the Can-Am Roadster. It's riding reinvented. Motorcycle Mall is the premier motorcycle and power sports dealership on the East Coast. Family owned and operated in Belleville, New Jersey for the last 35 years. They sell 14 brands of motorcycles, scooters, power sports vehicles, snowblowers, generators, and much more. A fully stocked parts and accessories department, a service department with factory trained technicians, and now an Eagle Rider motorcycle rental location. Motorcycle Mall has everything a motorcyclist or power sports enthusiast could ever want. This month, Motorcycle Mall will be celebrating their brand new, two-story, 108,000 square feet facility with a grand opening event. And you're invited to attend the festivities with food, demo rides, and great deals. Be sure to visit MotorcycleMall.com or their Facebook page for complete details.
And we're back. Anthony in St. Louis and me here within smelling distance of Washington, D.C. And if the wind blows just in the right direction, you can smell the Democratic Party.
Yeah. So we're going to do a remote on the 21st, huh?
Yes, we are. Motorcycle Mall. In fact, we just heard a commercial.
Saturday the 21st at 10 a.m. Gun for Hire Radio.
That's in Belleville,
New Jersey. This Saturday. You got to come out. 110,000 square foot dealership. They're going to celebrate 35 years of being in business. They're a Gun for Hire advertiser since the beginning. They're going to have 0% APR for 5 years on a ton of motorcycles. They're going to have test drives on all kinds of stuff. I'm going to put my fat ass on one of those backwards three-wheelers, that Can-Am.
Yeah, those are pretty cool-looking things. Yeah, I mean, they're very distinctive. You know, I saw one in Philadelphia not long ago just driving up the street.
They're going to have great food, music, raffles, giveaways, and everything. If you're not doing anything this Saturday, we're going to start broadcasting at 10. Their open house is all day Saturday and all day Sunday. The Resinetti family, are an institution in Belleville, New Jersey, with their, you know, donations and everything. And I'll tell you what, we're going to be there. We're going to do a show. Anybody comes by, you know, Tommy T or any Corey, you guys come by, your ass might end up on the show. But even if you don't buy anything, just to stop by, show your support, eat a hot dog or five, and then get the hell out of there.
Hot dog or five. Nice.
Yeah, whatever. But yeah, 421, right on Washington Avenue in Belleville. Their website is the Motorcycle Mall.
You can't miss the place.
Good sponsors of us. And so come on out. Please come on out and check it out. And we might even have some giveaways there, too. I might be giving away a co-host that day.
A chia pet?
Oh, Ron Seuss is pissed at you. You better check your emails, brother. All right? You really better check your emails, okay?
Ron knows we love him.
Check your emails, okay? Ron Seuss has been CCing me on the emails. It's bad. We're almost ready to go to the mattresses, bro. Okay? Listen to me. He's hiring two operatives from the Mossad. You will disappear. One of the operatives of the Mossad, his great-grandfather, was the one who got Himmler. Okay?
If he gets together with my wife, I'm toast. There's two people who want me to disappear.
Hey, the highlight of my trip, ladies and gentlemen, the highlight of my trip was I go to a Institute for Legislative Auction last night, and I met Daryl Issa.
Daryl Issa.
I have a
Fast
picture.
Fast and Furious fame, huh?
I have a picture of Congressman Issa. By the way, he's pretty tall, bro. He's my size, my height. Not my size, obviously, but my height. We were talking. I thanked him for putting Eric Holder's feet to the fire. You could not believe how authentic this guy is. This guy says to me, he goes, listen, he might run, but he can't hide. He came right out and said, he goes, listen, when Holder puts his head on his pillow at night, you know, and whatever cave he comes under, I edit that, by the way. But when he puts his head on his pillow at night, he knows what he did was wrong.
Yeah.
He knows, okay? And I'll tell you what, I ran into this attorney after I spoke to Issa, and Issa was just the greatest, most approachable guy. Obviously, he had assistance there and security or whatever. A half hour we talked about it. He said he's going to listen to the Gun for Hire radio. I told him what episodes it was on. I did a little background when I saw him walk into the event. He bid on some stuff. He's a pro-gun guy. I mean, he's just the best. But after I got done talking to him, I run into a lawyer from Pennsylvania, Prince Law Offices, and this guy told me that Holder and these guys have some tricks up their sleeve that they're probably going to introduce really soon. If you haven't heard of ITAR, I-T-A-R, Sandy, it's the International Traffic in Arms Regulation set up by the United States.
Right.
The ATF broke a federal law, ITAR, okay? They broke this law. They all could go to jail for 100 years with millions of dollars of fines.
Oh, man, really?
Yep, if a manufacturer sells a gun or anybody sells a gun to an internet or sends it over to another country, you violated ITAR. Guys, Google ITAR and read it. And maybe we should start an email campaign to our legislators and critters that we should kick their asses on this. To the liberty that belongs to you and me. We the people, you and I.
For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 866-NRA-GUN-1. That's 866-NRA-GUN and the number 1. You can find out more at nragguncare.com. Freedom Energy is a leader in commercial solar energy. Not only does solar make good economical and environmental sense, which means you not only can get off the grid and make your own free energy, but you can actually put cash in your pocket at the same time. Self-sustaining solar also makes patriotic sense. Since our nation's enemies are also our energy masters, every time you flip on a switch, you're buying an IED or AK for a jihadi terrorist. If you own a commercial building, you could be tightening the noose around the necks of our enemies while at the same time enjoying the benefit of free electric. Doesn't get any better than that. And even if you don't have cash in the bank, Ron has financing available. He's even got a group of investors who will foot the entire bill, then pay you cash to rent your roof and give you access to electric at half of what you're paying now. Plus, if the power goes down for any reason, you'll still be up and running. Building owners, call Ron Seuss directly today at 973-265-2900.
Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick. But just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Order three and get shipping free. Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
If you think we should be reading it, send it to talkback@gunforhireradio.com, and please, each one, get out and reach one. We're really, really wanting to break that million listeners by the end of this year, and we're on track.
Well, are we really?
Yes, we are.
Wow. You know, walking the show, there's so many new items. I ran into Simmunitions. General Dynamics had a booth. Again, they reiterated we were the first civilian force on force training. They love what we're doing. They've been getting positive feedback. They're setting up civilian force on force in other places around the country, but not with the results that they've had with us. Nice. In the training. Yeah, because they've come to audit our courses and everything. So pretty cool. I also ran into Natalie Burkholder. She's the founder of Girls Guide to Guns, which is a website and a blog.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah. She's a pisser, man. You know, we were talking for a little bit, and she obviously knows of Gun for Hire and Gun for Hire Radio because Sherry Spivak writes for Girls Guide to Guns.
Oh, nice.
You know, she's one of the contributing editors for that. So she was excited to meet me, and, you know, we had a good time BSing and everything. And I'm walking through the show. You know, Kel-Tec has released that KSG, that double magazine shotgun that holds 14 rounds in a chamber in the magazines and one in the chamber.
Can we have those in New Jersey?
Yes, we can. Jennifer at the Bullet Hole had one, and Jimmy bought it. My Jimmy.
Figures.
Yeah, they're on back order for like 6 more months, but we're going to do a whole test on that gun because I think that's a really nice little home defense gun. They are going to make it in a 20 gauge also, which
will
be great.
What's different about it?
Well, it's only 18 and a half inches long, Sandy. It's a bullpup stock.
Nice.
Where the trigger is forward of the action. The whole action is like behind it. And the two magazine tubes under the barrel are the same length as the barrel.
Wow.
And there's a little selector switch next to the trigger that you can use the right tube, put it on safe, or use the left tube. So we could put slugs in one tube and birdshot or buckshot in the other tube.
Oh, so you don't have to, like, candy cane stack it anymore.
Correct. And it's a tiny gun, barely New Jersey legal. Now, the good thing, it's a semi-auto, so there's no, you know, there's no magazine restriction. It's a pump, excuse me, not a semi-auto. But what's nice about the selector switch is if I shoot at a shitbag in my house with birdshot and he jumps behind a wall, then I hit the selector switch and I send a slug through the wall.
Nice.
Exactly. We're teaching that today in the urban shotgun class in Cedar Grove. So that was really cool. Antonio was there from Henry Rifle, which is right in Bayonne. He thinks I'm mad at him because, you know, he wouldn't take a stand and be on our show because he felt we were too controversial. And you know what? We had a long talk. I can understand. He has the ATF and the State Police Firearms Investigation Unit stopping by at random all the time. And, you know, it's hard enough to operate in the Soviet Socialist Republic of New Jersey. You know, I don't agree, but, you know,
well, yeah, we've got gun shops all stacking up wanting to do it, and ATF regulates them too.
Correct. But I guess as the only manufacturer in the state of New Jersey, you know, he was telling me, like, I went on 2 tours of his factory a few years ago. They don't want him to do that anymore, the state police. They don't want him to bring visitors into his factory.
Oh,
it's his factory.
That's ridiculous.
You know, it's his factory, and they don't want him to bring people in. Listen, if he's not losing any guns and had never committed a crime, you know, the ATF, they act like you're your friend, but they stick it to you. I met an ATF agent, retired ATF agent, 30 years. I can't say his name. I met him at a cocktail reception, and he was telling me that they're scum. They're scum. They're not. They act like they're your friends when they come visit you at the store or something,
yeah.
But they're dying to stick it to you.
I'm from the government. I'm here to help.
This portion of Gun for Hire Radio is being brought to you by Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, America's urban defense institute for over 30 years, with 4 state-of-the-art facilities in New Jersey, 2 of them just minutes from New York City and Philadelphia, offering indoor and outdoor training, moving and shooting, tactical weapons training, baton, handcuff, and mace, executive protection training and certification, multi-state CCW permits, and armed security and retired law enforcement qualifications. Gun for Hire Academy is equipped with a state-of-the-art FATS, Firearms Training Simulator, and is the only training facility in the world approved for civilian, force-on-force, simmunitions training. Whether you're a beginner who's never touched a gun, or a seasoned professional looking to keep your skills sharp, you'll find something tailored just for you at Gun for Hire. Flying in from out of town? We'll pick you up at the airport. Find out more at gunforhire.com. Train where the pros do. Gun for Hire, America's Urban Defense Institute.
Back, Anthony in St. Louis and me just outside D.C. and the miracle of modern technology, huh?
Yeah, with modern technology, I was outside the lobby hotel and a guy walked by holding a cigarette between the two teeth in his mouth. and I was using my iPad and he said, "What's that con newfangled thing you'll be using?" Okay.
Dude, you know, we do have listeners in the Midwest.
How scary is that shit? Seriously, how scary is that shit? What's
it
that
really
newfangled
is.
Thing?
You okay? know, I thought people around here had no lives, but apparently okay. there's a lot of people around the
Listen,
world who have no lives.
You cannot believe. Scott Bach nicknamed me, I'm the mayor of the NRA convention
nice.
This year.
Nice.
Everyone knows of, heard of, or has listened to our show. Okay? And the reason is, if you go on iTunes and you look up Gunfire Radio, it shows, you know, iTunes says people who downloaded that also downloaded this.
Yeah.
Well, because we think we're a sole New Jersey, New York type show, people see Armed American Radio and all of those other pro right wing or gun broadcast on iTunes and Zune and BlackBerry. So that for the hell of it, they listen to ours. They realize right away it's Jersey based, but then they listen to our exchange and everything. the lawyer from Washington State yesterday, I was in the NRA Ring of Freedom welcome booth or whatever the hell it is, lounge, VIP lounge or something. I keep slipping in these VIP lounges till they catch me.
Nice.
Yeah, so he was like, "You got to listen to these guys. They're a pisser, you know what I mean? They break all the rules and they're outside the box and everything." So it was really cool. As far as...
Us breaking rules?
Yeah. This has to make you angry. Phil Schreier, who's the museum curator from the NRA, everybody's seen him on TV and stuff. He's the rock star of the NRA Museum. He brought with him on display five 1911s, World War II era 1911s, all of them low serial numbers, a Union Switch, a Remington Rand, a Colt, a Springfield Armory, and the Holy Grail Singer Sewing Machine 1911.
Wow.
It was donated by an NRA member 2 weeks ago. There was only 500 manufactured. They don't know how many there are left in existence.
What is the value with that thing?
You can't put a price tag on it
wow.
right now. And the five guns are on display, right? So I go over to look at the display, and this will really burn your balls. I'm looking at the display. The Singer sewing machine gun was made in Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Oh, man.
Now, flash forward 70 years later. Could you imagine trying to manufacture handguns in a state now?
It's amazing because right now, as you're saying that, this April 21st and 22nd, in case you have any guns you don't want or need anymore, you can get $80 a piece for them in New Brunswick because the Middlesex County prosecutor is doing another one of those ridiculous gun buyback programs at a church. Is that legal? Hasn't Knappen said that that's...
Knappen said it's illegal. He offered a $5,000 reward for anyone that can prove to him it is legal. The reward was standing for like 3 months. No one got the reward. What they're doing is illegal. And again, like you say, we're destroying our history with gun buyback programs. How about a shitbag buyback program?
Yeah, that'd be nice. We could use the shitbag aerator. I love it. We got more email over the shitbaggerator, I think, than just about any other lunacy you've ever come up with.
Lars Dale Side is here from the NRA blog. He'll be blogging something about Gun for Hire Radio, walking the show or not. And There's Mark's just some great new guns coming out, new models of stuff coming out. I mean, the show is overwhelming. It's hundreds and hundreds of thousands of square feet. It's like 600 vendors. It is great. Like-minded people, Sandy, walking the whole place. Everyone walking in street corners. We're all carrying guns. We're in the restaurants. We're in the shops. It's just plus the people from St. Louis, except the guy with the two teeth and a cigarette. Everybody's carrying guns.
All those people carrying guns and there's not bloodshed in the streets?
Oh, could you imagine such a thing? It's amazing.
Wow.
You know, one of the things I've noticed, new items as I'm walking the show, and you can relate to this, a lot more high-tech stuff like cameras and security systems. You know, they always have the outfitters at these shows, like the non-gun stuff, but the fringe stuff, hunting, just like they have the gold guy and stuff like that. But closed-circuit TVs and hidden cameras and security systems are at the show.
No surprise,
huh? And I'll tell you what, it's great to have Dean from Prism Electronics because I was texting him. I just saw this thing. What do you think of it? And he's texting me back what's good and what's bad.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he knows his stuff. And
well, he's a big brain electronics guy. So.
Yeah, he really is. You know, it's funny, too, because the system that they put in the house, you're going to appreciate this. My wife thinks I'm completely out of my mind, you know, for other reasons, too. But I was trying to beat the system. She goes, what the hell are you doing? I was setting the system. The thing is smarter than me. I hate stuff that's smarter than you, you know? I was programming it to try to let it, to fool it into thinking that I left, and it kind of knew I didn't leave. So it... Oh, it's really great.
But you really need it. The whole vibe of the show is, you know, crime and crime prevention this year. Everybody's worried about stuff like that.
And
just like we've been
talking
to on our show, they're mostly everything that's being marketed here is marketing from a self-defense and a home defense angle.
You know, it's funny, too, because the press keeps quoting statistics. Of course, you know, it's the Obama election year, so you know gas dipped 2 cents a gallon the other day. And they're doing everything they can to report old crime statistics. The stuff that's actually being reported now is 2 years old because that's how far behind our data is. But when you talk to the guys who have the boots on the ground, they're telling you how bad it's getting. So we won't find out about this until after the election.
You know what else pisses me off? My badge says New Jersey. You know how many people have said, oh, sorry, you're from New Jersey?
It happens all the time, right?
It sucks. It really does. I mean, from NRA board members and NRA staff to everybody walking the show, they get ecstatic. They see the logo on my badge. They start talking to me and they go, oh, you're from New Jersey. I'm sorry.
You know, it's funny. It's I'm not too far away from where they have the Nation's Gun Show. I don't know how many times a year it is in Chantilly, Virginia, in the convention center. And I had some downtime yesterday evening, and I stopped in at a gun store, a local gun store, and I just happened to be looking at some of the guns. And I, out of curiosity, said to the kid behind the counter, you know, what does a Virginia resident need in order to buy a handgun? He said, money. I said, he goes, where are you from? I said, New Jersey. He goes, oh, no.
It's bad.
It's terrible. I mean, it's just, but and you're sitting there salivating because not only can you buy two guns in a month if you have the money, but you can actually just walk in with your Virginia carry license and walk out with a handgun.
How weird is that?
How weird is that? He's like, well, don't you guys do NICS check? He said, we just do a simple NICS check here. I said, yeah, well, I'm waiting 2 months now for a background check to be done so I can get my pistol, a permit to buy my pistol, forget carrying it.
You know, to vote a board member, by the way, they, you know, 25 come up for election every year. There's 75 board members, and it's a three-year term you get. To be able to vote in the election, you need to be a life member or a member 5 years in a row in good standing. And someone we know is considering a board run for the NRA either this year or next year.
And I think someone we know is out of his mind. Well, you don't have a Jazzy, though.
I'll get I'll have a custom made Jazzy or Rascal or whatever it is. I'll get one made. But Tom Titansky, Corey Vaughn, I want to ask you guys for a favor. These guys know when life memberships are available for $300 special. I would love to broadcast email that to get a lot of our listeners to be able to vote for the next or the one after board of directors for the NRA. It's a non-paying job, but if anything, I think it'll make for good radio when I go in there and start breaking some hips.
Ooh.
You know, I go to all of the meetings, and I drink the prune juice and a geritol.
That's
and,
nice.
You know, they have Aricept in a candy dish.
That's pretty good, yeah. That's good.
And I commend the NRA for everything they do, being the 800-pound gorilla for our Second Amendment rights. And, you know, listen, if you listen to Wayne LaPierre's speeches and Chris Cox's speeches, these guys got balls, man.
They really do.
You know what
do.
I mean? Obama must go. And the, I mean, they come straight out and say it. And we're talking about on the international spotlight where the shit goes viral on the radio stations and YouTube and everything. So, you know, you could – you the NRA has its detractors, but they're our organization.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, do I make fun? Yes. Do most of the board workers, board members break their asses? Yes, they do. Do I think I can make some changes? I probably – if I run with the intention that I'm going to be a one-termer, you know?
Yeah.
Because I'm – yeah, I'm probably gonna piss some people off, and I'll lower the average age of the board members almost double digits.
You know, and you'll probably have an effect too. Like in ancient Greece, you'll reinstitute the blackball system
yes,
on your second nice, election.
It's nice to be called Sonny when I go to these NRA functions. I don't get that often, and
that's
holy
great.
Shit, every restroom has a Depends dispenser.
Oh,
you know?
Dude, come on. It's great. And you're going to run for a board seat.
I'm thinking about it. I don't. Let's see what the fans and listeners and everybody say. I have like 6 months before I have to do petitioning and stuff. But, you know, we have 200,000 listeners, but how many of them are voting members? Listen, you want to talk about apathy? 7% of the eligible members vote in an NRA election.
7%, that's it?
We're the largest activist gun group where we're always activating trigger to vote, rock the vote, do this to vote, my ass to vote. 7% of the eligible voters cast a ballot every year for the board of directors, and we wonder why we can't get people out there to vote and get gun laws knocked down.
Oh, man.
Okay, 7%. I did the percentages last night. I'm not good with math. I had somebody help me.
Well, you know, we are changing that in the state of New Jersey. And if you can do anything on an NRA board to change that, we'd all be happy for it.
Well, we have Scott
Plus,
Bach.
Dude, I would come just to watch.
Yeah. I mean, we have Scott Bach, which is a great thing. But, you know, Scott Bach is a lawyer. He's a conservative. He's a tactician. I just want to go in there as a bully.
That's
I
great.
Just want to knock shit over and break stuff. You know? First person that tells me this is the way we've always been doing things, I'll walk around and rip all the reports up and throw them up in the air like confetti. And then I'll pass out clean white paper and say, you guys ever see this before? We're going to start with a fresh slate.
Wow. Okay? I don't know. So what else? What other kind of toys are you seeing over there at the show? Shotgun sounds pretty cool.
You know what's overwhelming? The lasers.
Really?
Lasers and scopes and aim points. Even Nikon. Nikon, who's traditionally been binoculars and hunting scopes,
right,
came out with a whole black rifle line that's caliber specific. So you buy it for your AR if it's 223 or 7.62 or, you know, 7.6, oh my God, I can't think, 5.7, whatever you want, you buy it caliber specific, and it comes with the mount.
Wow.
So it takes the guesswork out. You send Nikon the information, what kind of gun you have, what model it is, or how you build it. So I got a lot of information for Jimmy when he's doing Build-A-Bear. I spent about an hour and a half with Pete Brownell, the president of Brownells.
Nice.
He thanked me. Our Build-A-Bear program, he thanked me because he's aware of Jimmy Gramenos, our AR builder, because we set an account up for every new student, and we've had 160 or 170 people go through it already.
Wow.
And it was brought to his attention, and he was on the Gun for Hire website, so I ran into him the other day, and we were bullshitting about it. And he's like, how better can I help you? And it looks like we're going to be getting an additional 5% discount for people who sign up for the Build-A-Bear program.
That's really pretty cool.
Brownells has over 80,000 stocking units, serial numbers, in their system, and they can't keep up with black rifle parts.
Wow.
Jimmy's been complaining. Everything's on back order. I saw Larry Potterfield. Hi, I'm Larry Potterfield. Thanks for your business from Midway. Yeah. You know, that guy, he started the Roundup program with the NRA. If you bought $137.52, you clicked to donate 48 cents to the NRA.
Yeah.
The first year he did it, the NRA got 30 grand. The second year, they got 1.2 million.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. And how did I meet Larry Potterfield? I'm peeing in a stall, and he's peeing next to me.
Nice.
Yeah. So, of course, I had to strike up a conversation.
Yeah, I bet you he appreciated that.
Yeah, he couldn't get away. But, you know, Brown Ales is there. The NRA has some great programs right now. They also have short-term gunsmithing schools going on. Their law enforcement activities division. Ruth Ann's here running Refuse to Be a Victim classes. Last year I assisted with that. This year I had a full dance card. I couldn't do it. I told her next year I would again. Next year the NRA convention's in Houston, Texas, May 3rd, 4th, and 5th. You know, if you didn't make Pittsburgh, you didn't make St. Louis, you have to come and see this, guys. Today's the last day. I'm going to be walking around hundreds of thousands of square feet with hundreds of vendors, all gun people, all like-minded. Leather companies, we have everybody is here from Galco, Alessi. They're all showing off their wares. There's guys tooling leather here. You can have a belt made today if you want.
Wow.
Sandy, great. And if this is not like the SHOT Show, which is for the industry.
Yeah, you can actually buy stuff there, right?
Yeah, you can buy stuff. And there's not millions and millions of aisles of black rifles with black jackets and SWAT team stuff for law enforcement. This is for Sandy and Anthony to walk around and see stuff. You know, Glock has a tremendous booth. They all look the same to me, though, you know, after a while. But the Gen 4s, Gen 3s are there in full attendance. SIG has some beautiful selection of guns. You know, I'm a revolver guy, so I'm walking around looking at all the revolvers.
Yeah,
and then there's a whole area of associations, the 50 Cal Association, the M1 Garand Association. And, you know, I make fun of the old codgers sometimes, but, you know, when you talk to an 85-year-old guy who served our country and now he's an M1 Garand collector and you hear him and he starts telling stories and he starts getting choked up, you know? You know, this is a disconnect that our younger generation doesn't have, you know, the video game generation, because I respect and I appreciate those guys. You know, I make fun of the NRA board, but the guys, Scott and I went to the Civil Rights Defense Committee to beg for money for the NRA.
Yeah.
Those old guys with all their hearing aids on and stuff, they all served our country. And they don't make them like that anymore. You know, they're not community fucking organizers.
Right,
These are people that were willing to give it all, and they were lucky or blessed enough to come back. And now they're making an impact by doing what they do. And you don't see that anymore today. You know, the younger generation could give a shit. And there's a lot of kids here. Pyramid, every year, Sandy, sets up an air rifle range in the convention center. Okay? You there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Did you send me a message or something?
No.
What was that noise?
I don't know. It was something. Skype for something. Something. Somebody came online, I guess.
Oh. So, are we okay to keep going?
Yeah, keep going.
Okay. So Pyramid sets up an air rifle range, and for free, the kids get to shoot air rifles. And everybody that's working the show, the NRA store, the Pyramid Air Range, the ticket counters, they're all local volunteers that are NRA members.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They're always, the NRA advertises for a year before the event looking for volunteers. And their badges say where they're from, so I thank all the volunteers. The amount of volunteerism and activism that goes with our firearm culture is really overwhelming.
Yeah, well, we are a very respectable group.
I hold the door open for anybody when in and out of the restroom and the entrances, and there's vets going around with wheelchairs, and you know, I mean, it's phenomenal. When you walk out, it's like, wow, I need to go home and make sure that flag is hanging high, because these people gave so much for it, and you know, we're like sissies because the shower doesn't have enough pressure.
Now,
you know,
compare the NRA meetings, right, to Occupy Wall Street meetings, or these Occupy Wall Street events.
Yeah.
And you'll see the difference between the types of people who attend both.
Those events need a water cannon.
They really do. Speaking of water cannon, what do you guys got going on at Gun for Hire Academy?
Wow. Well, don't forget the 21st, we're going to be at the Motorcycle Mall, Sandy. Also, while we're at the Motorcycle Mall, there's going to be an urban carbine class run at Area 51 on the 21st.
Very nice.
On the 22nd, we have Urban Pistol 1 and 2. If you've taken a basic or first steps class and you're ready to move and shoot and learn how to do tactical reloads and stuff, that's for you. Also, April 22nd, another defensive pen class. It's filling up fast. If you want to come, you better let us know. Okay? April 28th in Belleville, we have another Simunitions home invasion training, force on force. If you don't think it's good, email Ken Kahn and ask him how him and his wife did last week. Okay? He's still shaking. On April 29th, Urban Pistol 3. If you've taken 1 and 2 and you're ready for the Crucible, Joe and company are ready to kick your ass.
Very nice.
On 5-1, Saber Mace. I was just with Amy from Saber Mace in the booth at the show here. I'm running a class in Belleville, Saber Mace. Learned how to shoot pepper spray and mace into the bad guy's face, okay?
All right.
Oh, Gun for Hire South. You asked for it, you got it. On 5-12 in Winslow, Urban Pistol 1 and Utah. It's a Saturday. We will all be at, also be at their new gun store called Bangers. Chuck Berwick had a grand opening. We're probably going to do a remote radio show from there. They are kicking ass down there, man.
Nice place, okay? Too. I took a look at some of the pictures.
Yeah, where do you see it? It looks like a mini Cabela's, but better.
Nice.
And, of course, Build-A-Bear. Build your own AR anytime, anywhere. Jimmy the Gun Guy will hook you up. Remember, October 13th, 2012, at the Edison in Rosewood, 600 tickets for the Friends of the NRA Banquet. It's also the NRA annual meeting for the ANJRPC. I will be there. We're going to limit it to 600 people. Where do you see the shit us and the bullet hole are going to be donating and giving away?
Nice stuff.
And, of course, Maria started Gun for Hire. There's a link on the Gun for Hire website. There is also a link. There's a Facebook page called Gun for Hire. Ladies, if you want to learn how to do other things and events and everything, come on down and check it out. I'm flying home tomorrow from St. Louis, Missouri, if I don't get beat up by somebody. And please thank our sponsors. I mean, without them, we wouldn't be here.
Absolutely. I don't know, Anthony. It looks like they did it again. They wasted another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host who did not have any gooey butter cake in St. Louis, Missouri.
Exactly.
Exactly. Thanks for listening. See you next week. My home.